From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, March 14th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with Urbana's new poet laureate, Ruby Mendenhall, about her life and poetry. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Disability rights advocates are protesting an Illinois measure that would allow patients to take medication to end their lives. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Called a right to die bill, it would apply to mentally capable adults who are terminally ill, with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live. But disability nonprofits like Access Living have opposed such measures for years. Advocacy Director Amber Smock says they're concerned people with disabilities may be coerced into prematurely ending their lives.
It's not about what's in the bill. It's the fact that bringing assisted suicide to Illinois will open a bigger can of worms than anybody ever thought.
The patient would have to give multiple oral and written requests for the medication. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The next director of Illinois' Department of Children and Family Services is telling state senators why she's right for the job. Alex Degman reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker appointed Heidi Miller in January, but the Senate still has to confirm her. Miller, the former Department of Juvenile Justice director, told a Senate committee that DCFS is hiring and retaining more frontline workers. It's also using budget increases to build more spaces for children with special needs, whether that's in an institution, a specialized foster home, or with extended family.
It's not about kind of warehousing kids in one big, you know, congregate care setting, but it really is about making sure that for each individual youth, where we are placing them is safe and stable and meets the needs that they have.
The committee unanimously recommended Miller's appointment and sent it to the full Senate for consideration. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois Senate Democratic Caucus has introduced several proposals to help with food accessibility across the state, especially in schools and food deserts. One bill would require the Illinois State Board of Education to fully reimburse public and private K-12 schools for free meals they provide for students experiencing food insecurity. Democratic Senator Laura Ellman is the bill's sponsor. She says equal access to food creates a more equal learning environment for students.
Black and Latino children are twice as likely to experience food insecurity as white children. Making free school meals available to all children can reduce disparities in health and education outcomes and advance racial equity.
Other proposals would make grant funding available for needs like equipment upgrades at farmer-owned grocery stores and improvements to local food distribution. Illinois lawmakers are considering rules to govern how carbon emissions are captured and stored. Measures filed in both the House and Senate outline how the state will regulate sequestration sites, and they offer legal and financial protections for property owners if their land gets damaged. Dr. Sally Greenberg, an environmental scientist, says Illinois is uniquely positioned to allow more carbon capture projects.
Illinois is poised to be a global leader in carbon management due to our exceptional geology, natural resources, and a robust regulatory framework, all of which have been demonstrated in our state.
The legislation would not regulate the construction or management of pipelines which carry material to be stored. Supporters predict a new carbon capture economy in Illinois could create more than 14,000 jobs over the next 10 years. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with 2024 Urbana Poet Laureate Ruby Mendenhall about her life and poetry. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The new documentary, The Secret Song, chronicles the final months of Doug Goodkin's 45-year career as a music teacher in San Francisco. When the COVID pandemic happens, Goodkin's trusted teaching methods are thrown into disarray as schools turn to distance learning. The film shows how a successful music program that once focused on learning by ear finds ways to adapt to keep students engaged. Watch The Secret Song now on your favorite device with the free PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Ruby Mendenhall is a force. She is a professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in Sociology and African American Studies. She is also an associate dean at the Carl Illinois College of Medicine. And for the next 12 months, Mendenhall will reign as the City of Urbana's Poet Laureate. Earlier this week, IPM's Reginald Hardwick talked with Mendenhall about her family, her gift, and she shared one of her poems.
My family is here in Champaign, but we're also from Chicago. Actually, my parents migrated from the South. I always kind of put that in my introduction. My father from Alabama and my mom from Mississippi. So there's a very Southern way about me, I'd like to think.
Congratulations. You were named the Poet Laureate for the city of Urbana. How did you find out?
I received an email, and I was telling someone, it's funny because the email, it's almost like, you know, the ones that you get, well, you know, thank you. There were so many. And you're like, oh, OK. But then at the end, it was like, and you were selected. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. And so I was jumping and running through the house, just super excited. So that's how I found out.
I understand that you've brought some poetry to share with us. And one of them does relate to some of your work in the Chicago area.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll start with the first one. And it's part of a documentary that we're doing called What's Left Behind. So when I did, me and my team, we talked to about 100 mothers. Some of them lost their children to gun violence. And so Lisa Butler, who was working with me at the time, she's a licensed clinical social worker now, she wanted to go deeper and to talk with mothers who did lose their children to understand after the funeral, after the media kind of packs up, what's left behind. And so that's the name of the documentary. That's what we're trying to explore. I write poems a lot of times when I'm very happy or very sad. And so this poem was just me trying to process the emotions that I was feeling, listening to one of the moms and many of them who talked about kind of some of the hard parts of kind of losing their child. So the title of the poem is The Hardest Part. The hardest part was to lower you into eternity as I remain mortal, to watch you slip away from me into the forever portal. My heart torn into strips of black and blue blood as part of it went with you. I cannot breathe, I cannot eat, because I am your mother without you. I carried you in my womb for 9 months, protecting you through the seasons. Now, I must select the vessel to carry you beyond my reach, beyond rhyme, beyond reason. Your journey is beneath my feet, beneath this ground, and into the realm of the ancestors. So now, where do I belong in this world? My soul aches and needs to sequester.
Thank you for sharing that. How long have you been writing poetry?
Oh my gosh, I have been writing. The earliest memory I have is like when I was in second grade. And the teacher put my poem on the board. And I remember kind of sitting down and having to lift my head to see like my poem. And she was talking about it. And then in fourth grade, I wrote a poem about Dr. King. And my teacher talked about that. And then when I was in 12th grade, my two English professors, Ms. Sharp and Ms. Hansberry, if they're out there, thank you, thank you. They really liked my poetry, and they had me go from room to room to read which two of the poems that I would read at AXO, the NAACP's competition. But I've always written, so I have hundreds and hundreds of poems. Like I said, I just some people hear music and some people see things, and I kind of see poems and I write poems.
That was Urbana's new Poet Laureate, Ruby Mendenhall, talking with IPM's Reginald Hardwick. On Friday, there will be a celebration for Mendenhall's post at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. For more information, go to the Will Call section of IPMNewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 70 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Jade Marceau, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.